Croatia must be asking themselves right now, how do we lose Harry Kane in the box on a corner kick? And, of course, he headed it in for the 2-1 lead. England leads Croatia 2-1. Now in the 44th minute as halftime approaches, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the King.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you always playing that. Lucius, are you laughing at the same thing I am?
I thought it was AI Broaders playing through one of my computers, but that was actually you talking in the mic while I was doing a read.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at. Oh, yo, I was like, man, AI Broaders? Because Bobby did send me some new AI Broaders.
Yeah, that's what I learned today at practice, that I thought you were laughing at the fact that Zach was like blowing his nose with it looked like a sheet of notebook paper.
That's just one of these
that college rule?
Paper napkins that
I looked
we've
over
got.
The- Yeah, I thought he had some like copy paper. He's like
blowing that thing out in MLA format.
Like, I was like, man, I wonder if I can get this guy some Kleenex.
Yeah, it was a desperate moment.
It was a desperate moment.
It was.
All right.
So Broadus said his thing on the air that he didn't want to be on the air.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to talk over it.
I was wanting
to
go ahead and give him that score update.
Yeah, I was trying to talk over it, man.
Oh no! Did I have my mic on?
I was. Yeah. Hell yeah!
You sure did.
Yeah. Full throated too, bro.
It usually goes off. It usually the microphone goes off.
Goes off.
What happened?
I don't know, man.
Why did I turn it off?
I don't know.
Because I wasn't sitting in the beanbag chair. That's why I usually turn it off when I sit in the beanbag chair.
Wow, excuse my apologies. Machine cranking up. Yeah. You hear that too?
Yep. Hey, Broadus, it's on me, bro. It's on me. It's on me.
It's on me.
Point him to the sky. It's on me. I got it.
No, man. No,
he's
it's on
his
me.
Chest
I
got, right
no,
now.
No. I have to turn it off. I turn off the mic.
Yeah, because you're an adult.
I am.
Well, it was already off. You turned it on. You jumped the gun there.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened. I'm
a little
so
early,
sorry, man.
Just watch it. But it's
premature,
Brian.
A little premature.
It happens to the best of us.
It was that choppy Blue Chew ad that got me going there a little bit.
That commercial drives me crazy when he says, ladies, tell your man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, how many things could I actually tell my girl to go do to better herself?
Yeah.
That she's just going to be happy about.
Hey, how about clean up after yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fellas, tell your wives about the soda weight loss.
Yeah. That's going to go great.
That's going to go over well.
Oh, man. Hey, start this thing off. I was at the OTA practice. God, I feel bad about that, Lucius. Sorry about that. Really, I did. I was at the practice today, and we had an offensive lineman catch a touchdown.
Was it the UFL guy?
No.
Was
it? It was Wolchuk's guy.
Beebe?
Cooper Beebe.
Yeah! It was like a wonderful trick play,
sweet
or was
feet,
it
huh?
a fumble rooski kind of?
No, yeah, right. I got to change my undies now.
It was actually, they were working on field goal protection. And they had a fire situation where it was like a kind
bad
of
snap.
Bad snap. And so Brian Anger. So they had this happen twice, by the way. Just trying to tell you what I'm watching.
Are these planned bad snaps or are they
this
just bad snaps?
This is like we're working on making sure everybody's alert at practice. Mm-hmm.
So center can catch the ball on a field goal?
He doesn't play. He was not playing center.
He's not the long snapper.
He's on the outside. So he goes out into the route. So he caught a touchdown. Pass, but a Johnny Cornelius on the second one.
Oh yeah,
did not.
He dropped it.
Did not. He looked. I'll say this about Cooper Beebe going out in the route. He looked good.
Fluid.
He looked good. He looked fluid.
He's been working with
turned,
Zach Martin.
Like found the ball. Like secured it.
High pointed it.
A Johnny Cornelius Hands? Didn't look like he like they need to reevaluate that one.
He can't be your fire.
He can't be the fire guy with the game on the line.
Okay.
Kind of guy. But
Cooper Beebe's got it.
Cooper Beebe has it. He absolutely
yes.
has it right there. Back to Joe Milton being with the twos. I know we've had some stuff. Him and Sam Howell have been switching off with each other there. What was interesting today, we got a lot of Jadon Blue. And I say this in Jadon Blue working on the screen game with Jadon
Blue. Love it. Love it.
That's a nice little wrinkle.
We opened up team period today with an attempted screen, but defense was ready for it.
Okay. No fumbles?
No fumbles today.
Okay, good.
No fumbles. But a lot of Jadon Blue, a lot of throwing the ball to running backs, not just the screen stuff, but we had, with Blue had an opportunity, Moffa had an opportunity, And then Dominic Richardson, who I had to kind of look up. I didn't know who number 43 was.
That's the undrafted rookie free agent they signed? The running
Tulsa?
Back?
Tulsa?
Yeah, and was at Oklahoma State before that.
Okay, yeah. Matter of fact, they had a – Joe Milton was in a situation where he was scrambling around, and then he threw the ball to Richardson. So all the backs today. I didn't see anything with Williams. I think they're keeping Williams in bubble wrap.
Yeah,
I think I saw Joe Hoyt put out that he sat out today. So you're not surprised.
George Pickens went through all the individual drills, did nothing in the team drills. They did a 7-on-7 period. We had another couple where we tried to hit those connections with Dak and CeeDee Lamb. One down the right side and one down the left side. Both of those were incomplete today. And matter of fact, in coverage on those was rookie Devin Moore.
Cool.
So Devin
good
Moore,
coverage or yeah, just bad coverage. Balls?
No, good coverage. All where right. where Lamb was Lamb had a shot for the ball and was running vertically, and Devin Moore was going with him and was able to knock the ball out of his hands. So good job by Devin Moore to be able to do that. I noticed Michael Trigg today, the tight end from Baylor. Can I ask you guys this question about Michael Trigg?
Please.
Why does Walchuk love him so much?
I do have an affinity for him.
Are we overrating the guy?
Maybe.
Walchuk probably is because he loves
him. I mean, I had this question for Vach Lombardi this morning on the Doing All Right. And I asked him, I go, is there a player that we're hyping up right now that we're going to regret the hype?
Okay. I don't think it's overrating
and
him.
And I'm just saying is that there seems like to me, and by the way, Schoonmaker had a catch today.
What?
In the practice.
Well, that's surprising.
All the tight ends had a catch in practice today.
Were they 2 yards down the field?
They were not throwing the ball down the field to the tight ends. It was not as good as you
thought. Oh, there's another one. Croatia just tied it again. What a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
Right. That was Musa.
Was that?
That's our FC Dallas guy, yeah.
So this guy plays for FC Dallas?
Yeah, he's really good.
I think he's got like 11 goals already.
He's a big-time header guy.
So that means he's going to be FC Dallas for at least another 2 weeks, and then he'll be playing it at AC Milan or
the Hunt
Barcelona.
Family is counting their money right now after this tally.
I wonder if this is going to get offsides, and they're going to call this one back.
No. No. You can't call that offsides.
They did yesterday in a match where, like, the arm was just over, and they called it back. But this one it doesn't look like they're calling for VAR.
So it was a chip over the defensive line, a header back to Musa, and a volley. That's a hell of a goal.
What is that? Pickford? Yeah. Is that the goalie for England?
It split the legs of the defender.
What the hell kind of effort was that?
That was bad.
That was.
So here's, like, I don't think it's overrating. I think what it is pointing out.
Are we putting too much love to it?
He just has a skill set that nobody else in the tight end room has.
Yeah, I get that.
So that's really what it is. It's that he's a guy that if you can unlock him, that is a chess piece to what you're lacking in the rest of your room. There's a chance he is a practice squad guy that doesn't even make the roster. Yeah. And he's not a blocker. And I think I've been very clear on that. But just as a receiving threat, the dude has special skills and talent that my hope is he can unseat a Luke Schoonmaker and steal his spot. He's got to go out there and prove it. There's a reason he was an undrafted rookie free agent. I talked about it during the draft. Like, the stuff I heard from Baylor was not good. There might be reasons, personal reasons, why that they weren't, and him working with the Cowboys and kind of getting some maybe help and the right support for some of that stuff might go a long way. But I do think he's got the talent and potential to where he could be a key special piece that they lack talent wise in that room.
Yeah, it's like Princess Leia, help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're our only hope. You know, that's what Michael Trigg is.
Yeah.
When you're looking for a guy that can get downfield and make big plays, which, you know, they need desperately. They need him and Jaden Blue to give you that big play speed element. I think the Rams have 8 tight ends, 6 of them on the actual roster, 2 undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
They're looking to find anybody that's 250 pounds that can bolt like a Wookiee.
Yeah.
Because they know how many safeties and defensive backs are going to be on the field. They're like, have fun matching up with this if you want to go small. And I think the Cowboys really need to find that player. And so I'm with Walchuk. You know, just it's the only guy that could potentially do that for you.
Well, I saw every wide receiver but DJ Rogers catch a ball today.
Okay.
Trigg caught one, Fant caught one, Schoonmaker caught one, Ferguson caught several, and Span Ford had some catches today. It was kind of a tight end's day.
Did you notice Downs doing anything? where they had him.
I noticed where Downs was playing. He was playing in the slot. He wasn't playing as the free safety. And I'm trying to think where he had a – did I have him in coverage here? I wrote down a bunch of things about different guys, but no, I did not have him in anything that I particularly noticed. I just know that he was playing in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, like I say, Ezra Rocco was working through individual drills today.
Okay.
So he wasn't over with Britt Brown and those guys, but he wasn't part of what they were doing with team stuff. But he was over there working through the individual drills. I kind of feel like this is going to be – he just needs to keep doing those things. A lot of slant work today, a lot of route work with the running backs. I was trying to kind of get a bead on what was going on with. Oh, I mentioned about the. With Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
They have Lawrence starting on that. He's starting on that as that right outside linebacker, and then you got Gary playing as the left guy.
He's starting in the spot that hopefully as a Rocket would be at if he were healthy and playing.
I wonder if there's going to be a situation where, if Ezaraku doesn't get back in quick enough, that maybe that they just, let's see what we got this guy.
That's why I would like to add somebody else to that room. And it's not,
Dawson was trying to help us do that.
Yeah,
right?
And it's not a knock on Malachi Lawrence. It's maybe a little bit of, I had the high expectations, you did as well for Donovan Ezaraku,
yeah.
And then I think we realized, like, it's probably not the best bet to go into a season like that, right? These rookies, everyone's different. Maybe Malachi Lawrence hits the ground running, and he's awesome. Maybe he is the James Pierce Jr. of last year, and he's the rookie with 10 sacks. But I think that might be a flawed way to head into the season. Just banking on that production.
Just be Pierce on the field, not off the field, please,
right.
Malachi.
Yeah.
And my final thing is, as I saw, it seems to be they're rotating the Mike linebacker position more than the other linebacker, or the other linebacker with where D. Winters is playing. But Justin Barron seems to be the guy that they've been working behind Winters. Right.
It's a good
now
description for the linebacker room.
Yeah. So
Barron is all hell.
So that's what we saw today. I think tomorrow is going to be a walkthrough practice. It's only an hour, so there probably won't be anything. I think they're going to cut them loose after they get
cut
done tomorrow. So,
I mean, old Jay Jeezy, what would he do? He'd bring in some kids, have a camp, make a fun day out of it.
Yeah,
Jason Garrett.
We used to have that. Yeah,
yeah, that was
some
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Lemonades.
All righty. Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
That's terrific.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Brian brought us Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. And, Cowboys minicamp has pretty much concluded on that note. We'll see you in Oxnard, sir. We got a football fix coming up, old Chuck.
Let's do it. We got a Cowboy great talking about Christian Parker, the Soresby fit. And let's rank the NFL quarterbacks by their number of bad games. A fun exercise next in the nation.